The decision to pursue talks replacing the START 1 treaty was reached during a London meeting earlier this month between President Barack Obama and his Russian counterpart Dmitry Medvedev, the first face-to-face meeting between the two leaders. A few days later, during a speech in Prague, Mr. Obama said his administration will take concrete steps toward a world without nuclear weapons.
To reduce our warheads and stockpiles, we will negotiate a new strategic arms reduction treaty with the Russians this year. President Medvedev and I began this process in London and will seek a new agreement by the end of this year that is legally binding and sufficiently bold. And this will set the stage for further cuts, and we will seek to include all nuclear weapon states in this endeavor.
The START 1 treaty was negotiated in the 1980s, signed by U.S. President George Herbert Walker Bush and Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev in 1991, and came into force in 1994. More than 1,000 pages long, START 1 is one of the most complex treaties in history, dealing with reducing nuclear weapons. Steve Andreasen is a former arms control expert on the National Security Council.
It places limitations on strategic nuclear delivery vehicles, that is, long-range bombers and long-range intercontinental ballistic missiles on submarines and based in land, and also places an overall ceiling on the number of warheads that can be deployed on those systems. The ceiling on warheads is 6,000, and the ceiling on strategic nuclear delivery vehicles is 1,600.
The START Treaty also established stringent and very intrusive verification procedures. Frank Miller, who also served as an arms control expert on the National Security Council, describes some of those measures.
Key verification measures require teams to inspect and ensure that the missiles that each side deploys don't carry more than the warheads than they're supposed to be carrying. It continues to confirm that some U.S. bombers, all the B-1 bombers, no longer have a nuclear weapons role. We continue to monitor production of Russian mobile missiles to ensure that in their production of the SS-27 mobile ICBM, they are not also building covertly a missile called the SS-20, which was banned during the Reagan years. So there are a large number of measures which allow the governments to be confident that the other side is, in fact, carrying out the treaties.
Washington and Moscow have abided by the provisions of the START 1 treaty, but the pact expires on December 5th of this year. For the past several years, Russian and American officials have been trying to agree on a post-START 1 arrangement, but with little progress. Experts say there is a new impetus now to reach agreement because of the Obama-Medvedev meeting. They say negotiators for both sides will try to decide on an even lower number of nuclear weapons and verification provisions to be included in the new treaty. But will they agree by the December deadline? Once again, Frank Miller.
If the presidents of both countries are issuing instructions to their negotiators not to let small things get in the way, and if the presidents keep watching over what their negotiators do, the answer is clearly yes.
Steve Andreasen also believes an agreement can be reached by December.
Having said that, one of the tricks here is to try and get something done in time for the legislative process, that is, the United States Senate, the Duma, and Russia, to approve whatever they do before the START 1 treaty expires in December. Senator Lugar, who's on the Foreign Relations Committee in the Senate in the United States, has said in order for that to happen, the new agreement needs to be done by August. So that's a very tight timeline.
Presidents Obama and Medvedev have instructed their arms negotiators to provide a progress report by July, when the American leader is expected to visit Moscow for a summit meeting. Andrei Dineshner of VOA News, Washington.